Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It is Isolate with me, and I believe this is episode number 4. My name is Kevin Deers, and we've got a guy named, by the name of Kyle Chapman. He's a master shredder for Aetherius, and they are Tacoma Death Metal, I'd say progressive, kind of tech death band. They're on the Artisan era. We are both in Washington State. If things were under normal circumstances, we'd probably be able to be in the same room. But as you can see, we are not. We are not in the same room. He's at home. He's got a cool bike behind him. He's got all kinds of cool show posters. I got all my toys behind me. So, Kyle, first off, how are you holding up, man? How are you staying sane? What are your days looking like these days?
Oh, man, spending a lot of time inside with the dog. But
nice.
You know, I mean, it sucks. Thankfully, I've been able to work remotely since I think the 19th or something like that. So
Okay. Still
keeping busy, still working. My wife is still able to go to work right now. So
Great. We're
doing fine for the most part. Just, it's kind of weird because hours are sort of nebulously defined while you're working remote. So you're like, okay, well, I'll work a few hours in the morning and okay, I guess I can take the dog for a walk or, you know, make lunch and stick around doing something else. So it's been fine working on a lot of new music and watching a lot of movies and TV.
What have you been watching? What would you suggest people binge on?
Oh, well, being the avid kaiju fan I am,
nice.
I forced my wife to binge through all of the Showa and Heisei era Godzilla movies.
So okay.
19 movies, something like that.
Nice.
19 or 20, something like that. We got into a few of the Millennium ones, but doing that, Westworld season 3 just started, and that's interesting so far. Yeah, I'm gonna see if they kind of screw the pooch on this one and screw it up like the season 2, but who knows, it might be good.
So what do you do from home, if you don't mind me asking? What's your day job?
So my day job is I am the content marketing manager for a website development and marketing company.
Normally based
out of Puyallup. We have a small office right off a canyon that we usually meet at, but most of the stuff we've been doing lately has not really, we do a lot of video production and video shoots and things like that, but for obvious reasons, most of those have been canceled. So also our accounting and tech support staff, they're elderly, so they would be more susceptible to getting sick.
Yeah.
So
we decided
like, hey, just, you know, until things get a little bit better, we'll have everyone work remotely. So most of what I've been doing lately has just been building out portfolio pages, but also do a little bit of SEO work for some of our customers and things like that.
Do what you can from home.
Yep, exactly.
So there's been a lot of negativity going around. I mean, I have to kind of keep myself from going on Facebook too much, going on social media. It's just it's kind of a feedback loop, and it's a lot of negativity. But at the same time, a lot of people are coming together to try and all we can do is really band together and help each other out. Let's say there's an end to this, right? And nobody knows a timeline, right? So, but let's just say it ends. What kind of, if you could name any positive, changes that you think this could bring aboard to, you know, kind of society, us as people, as community, whatnot, is there any positives that you could see?
I would say positives. I was talking with my dad the other day about this. My dad's a house painter, and he has been for, I want to say like 15 years, something like that. And something that I've learned just from my own job is that there's a lot of work that you can do. You can work remotely and, you know, not have to, you know, drive for 2 hours north to Seattle to go and, you know, work in an office only to come back and drive 3 hours home later. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, totally, man. So maybe kind of give people more options and, yeah, just, you know, make people realize, hey, I actually don't need to commute and I don't need to do that necessarily.
Totally.
So yeah, you mentioned that you've been working on a lot of music. Is this Aetherius that you're working on? Are you doing side projects, solo stuff? What are you working on?
So new Aetherius album has been the main focus.
Nice.
That one we have, God, I think we have like 7 out of 9 songs fully written.
Nice.
4 of them are demoed and I'm working on getting the rest of those demoed later this week. And we've just been humming along. Nothing's really stopped us there. That's been going pretty well. Also have another project I've been working on with a friend of mine, where I get to do guitar and vocals again, which I haven't done in many years.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a more of a proggy black metal type thing.
So oh, cool.
That should be pretty cool. We just finished tracking vocals for the EP. We're going to have a 4-song EP that'll come out probably later this year. So long as, you know, we're able to, you know, get things done in time and keep the momentum we've been, you know, having for the last few months, but that should come out later. And then I'll be able to say a little bit more about it. Just kind of keeping it on the DL right now, but that's been pretty good. And yeah, other than that, just learning, you know, other bands' music to try and pass the time when I'm not working on Aetherius stuff.
Yeah. So, now that you have, I mean, I'm assuming you practice a lot, on your own anyways, when you're in isolation, but now that you are, is it giving you more time to play and just jam and practice and write music?
It's given me less of an excuse to not.
Ah.
I think that's the biggest thing that's been different is I'm sitting in my office and you can't see it, but right over there, both of my guitars are just looking at me and I'm like, okay, I probably should play you. You know, probably shouldn't play video games today. I should probably sit and play guitar. So it's definitely given me fewer excuses to just not practice. I practiced a decent amount before, but it's definitely ramped up a bit since I've just been around it all day. So I might as well.
That's cool, man. And you guys are a part of the Artisan Era, and I get it seems like almost weekly emails from Artisan Era with all their new releases. They just are constantly putting out killer, and a lot of it is mostly tech death. It seems to be kind of the focus for Artisan Era. How did you guys get on the radar of Artisan?
So when we were working on our previous album, Absentia, we had Mike, who is the guitarist of Inferi, and he's also the co-owner of Artisan Era, do the mixing for it.
Okay.
So we got in contact with him just on a professional level, like, hey, you know, we like your work on, you know, these previous records. It'd be really cool if you could mix this for us. And, you know, he's working on it. And I think he finished mixing it just like a few weeks before we were going to play a show with Inferi. I think they were on tour with Alter Beast and some other
tech
bands.
I remember that one. Yeah.
So we kind of honeypotted them, you know, we had them work on this album for a while and, you know, get it in their ears. So they're listening to it and they're like, okay, let's see if these clowns can actually play. And despite our best efforts to screw up, we impressed them enough to where after that show, they were like, hey, what are you guys going to do with the album? And we're like, I don't know, shop it around a bit and, you know, see if we can find someone who's interested. And then Mike was like, we're interested.
Nice.
So I was like, okay, cool. Mission accomplished.
That's dope, man. And so the next album I'm assuming will be out on Artisan Era then?
I hope so. They haven't dropped us. So, I mean, that's a good sign.
Exactly.
That is the plan. Yeah. We just got the album art done a few weeks ago. Sam Nelson, who did our previous album's art, did it again. We got a full custom piece from him and can't show it yet, but it's freaking awesome. I'm really excited for everyone to see it and it's going to be good.
Did you guys have any shows planned or anything? Did this whole COVID mess like screw up any plans for tour or shows?
Oh yeah, we had a whole like 3-week long tour we were getting ready to go on in like 2 weeks, right? Just major bummer. It was going to be us and 2 other West Coast Artisan Era bands, Symbolic and Flub. Flub just put out an album.
Oh, that band's killer, yeah.
They're awesome. And they just put out an album a few months ago. Symbolic's about to drop theirs later this year. All awesome. We're friends with all those dudes too. And it was going to be just super sick. We're going to be sharing an RV with Symbolic and just hanging out for 2.5 weeks. And
then
this happened and we were trying to push it out for as long as we could. Like our manager was talking with their manager and the promoters and everything. We're like, all right, let's just hold off a bit. Maybe we can, you know,
we'll see.
We can do this. And then, then it hit the fan and we're like, well, time to make the sad Facebook post.
Yeah, and I mean it's going pretty far, and I saw it's just today Pound had to cancel their May tour. Yeah. I saw that Northwest Terror Fest had to, and that's all the way in the end of May. So I guess it's better safe than sorry, but still, it's a lot of shows that are, and that just, and honestly, I think that means that looking down the fall is going to be jam packed. Oh, all the venues are just going to be like, nope, we got no opening. Sorry, everything's been pushed to the fall.
Everyone's going to be so pent up by then. Just like, I've got this aggression. I need to release it. So yeah, fall is going to be lit.
So if you could pick one show, like right now, one lineup of four bands to go see, just cause we haven't seen bands in a few weeks now. And we're, I mean, I'm used to going to see a lot of music, quite a bit, like almost a couple shows a week. Right. I guess right. I'm kind of spoiled in that, but not being able to go to a few, and even it's just the not being able to part, you're like, damn it, now I just really want to. What is like your dream lineup, like just sitting from your couch, like if you could play armchair booker?
Dream lineup? Oh man, that's a tough question. I know lately what I've been listening to, I would like to see a lot. I've been listening to Black Breath quite a bit.
Yeah.
Vitriol, Sutra, and Ulcerate, pretty much just some like really aggressive, oppressively heavy. It would be nice right about
that,
now.
That's fitting because it sounds like that would be the soundtrack to the apocalypse, Kyle.
Right, that's kind of what I've been thinking lately, man. Another good thing that's come from this is I've had a lot of time to go back and revisit a lot of albums that
totally,
you know, I just didn't get to spend a lot of time with when they initially came out. Not for any other reason than I'm just, you know, you have a deluge of music coming out every single week. It's kind of hard to keep up with stuff, but yeah, I've just been going back and listening to a lot of things. The Vitriol record was one, like, I'm good friends with those guys and
so good.
I didn't really get much of a chance to listen to it. I loved their previous EP and I was like, man, I need to get this album. I need to get this album. And then it was like, oh, I haven't bought it yet. I should just do that. So I, you know, ordered it, sat back and just let it play beginning to end. And I was like, oh, this is some nasty, nasty stuff.
It is an extreme listen, dude. That is, okay. So you're a tech death guy. You guys write pretty insane tech death that like is crazy and all over the place and like obviously very technical. What, in your opinion? So we know the big four of thrash, right? Slayer, Anthrax, Megadeth, Metallica. In your opinion, Kyle, what is the big four or your big four of tech death?
Big four of tech death, Necrophagist, Obscura, Spawn of Possession, and I'm going to say Gore Guts.
Okay, nice. Yeah. That's going to be the clickbait title for this, and then we're going to get all the neckbeard guys like really, really angry, starting to like,
sick.
No, the faceless, no.
Yeah, no, well, as long as we can make someone angry, that's all that matters.
Exactly. So, man, what are a couple things you're looking forward to in 2020? I know it's hard to kind of project as to when things will get back to quote unquote normal, or if there will be a new normal. What are a few things you're looking forward to in 2020? I'm assuming the album.
Hopefully we are doing our damnedest to get the album done. So that's top of the list, but that's got a big old asterisk next to it in case something happens that, you know, ends up kicking it out a little bit further.
Yeah. Who knew what this would have happened?
Exactly. Hopefully getting tour rescheduled. You know, I'd love to be able to hit the road again and just do what we were planning on doing, but
yeah,
you know, slightly later and colder date. I don't know, going outside and having people act normal. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. It's simple stuff, man. Just, want to get the album done, want to go on tour again, want to walk my dog without people running across the street because they're afraid I might cough on them. You know, the little things.
All right, man. Well, just a couple more questions for you. If you could name maybe three or four of your favorite Northwest bands of all time, they don't have to be, you know, the big ones, and they also don't have to be active. Just bands that kind of made a mark for you within the Pacific Northwest throughout your life.
Okay. Northwest, one big one, Nevermore, I would say.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. Worrell.
Yeah. R.I.P. And Jeff Loomis is, since I was a teenager, has been an enormous influence on my playing and Ben's playing as well, which I think is kind of obvious because we try to rip him off every time when I solo.
But thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Zoff, Love those guys. Just, you know, excellent shredders. If you're into that funeral doomy stuff, which I definitely am.
Yeah.
And then, oh, other ones, Blood and Thunder. I love those guys. Man, there's a lot of Northwest bands that I love. You know, Terra Morta was an older band that I, good friends with those guys. We had a few similar bandmates and, you know, yeah, that was another one that we kind of grew up alongside of when we were just getting started before we changed our name to Aetherius. So,
yeah,
definitely miss them. And yeah, that's, I know there's more, but can't really think of any more off the top of my head right now.
Well, I will say, so anyone Pound, watching, yeah, obviously. Pound, shout out Pound. You liked Pound before they were P-O-N-P-O-U-N-D.
Yeah,
when there's LB exclamation.
LB playing a basement show with Abigail Williams.
Yes. See you guys. Absolutely, man. Shout out to that show. I remember that show. That was good times.
It was.
So you mentioned that you sometimes feel like guilty because the guitars are right there about like playing video games or something. If someone has a lot of time on their hands, as we all do, what are some like ultimate time suck, but like rad video games you would suggest just pouring some of their lives into right now?
Doom Eternal has been the one that's been ruling me for the last, you know, week, 2 weeks, whenever it came out.
Hear good things.
Day one. Oh, dude, it's, if you like Doom 2016 and you like kind of that more old school 90s, you know, id Quake style gameplay where it's just fast, aggressive, and there's no time for reloading, then Doom Eternal is right up your alley. The soundtrack for that game too is just freaking insane. Basically like a weird pseudo electronic Meshuggah backing track the entire time. Mick Gordon, he did the soundtrack for this one, the previous game, and he's in a few other games, and it's just so, so good. Other games, Vance and I are both really big into Mortal Kombat, so I've been playing Mortal Kombat 11 quite a bit. They just dropped Spawn for their last DLC character.
Oh, that's awesome.
He is so broken, and they are going to nerf him really hard soon, so get at him while you can do like an 80% damage combo, because it's kind of hysterical. Let's see, what else have we been doing? I've been playing a lot of Pokemon, actually. Pokemon Sword. My wife's been playing Shield. Probably going to get another Switch at some point so I can just destroy her. Because
you
know, what do you do when you're married? You kick your wife's ass at Pokemon. But yeah, I mean, those are really any big open world games that you were like, oh God, I don't know if I want to commit to this right now. Those would probably be good. Witcher 3 is a wonderful experience beginning to end. All the DLC for that's great.
Breath of the Wild. We have the time. Awesome.
Yeah, we have the time now.
We do have the time. Right on, man. Well, yeah, so your band is Aetherius. You guys are working on a new record. How can we purchase your music, stream your music, and, you know, give us your plugs. Plug your pluggables.
You can get our music on aetherius.bandcamp.com. You can also go to theartisanera.com. They have their store there, and you can buy, they have a few of the vinyls there and some flags left over.
So hell yeah.
If you're wanting to get those, I think we have one new shirt right now. We were going to have more before we went on tour, but then kind of had to pump the brakes a bit and pull the trigger on that.
For sure.
But those are available on our Bandcamp. We're on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, pretty much any major streaming service that you want to listen to us.
Okay.
I don't know if we're on Pandora. There's too much trapped on there for us to be on Pandora, but
Headstrong.
Don't take me on. But yeah, just anywhere where you can stream music, we're there. I believe you can still get MP3 versions of Absentia and Ego Futurus off of Amazon. We had to actually put a stop. They had some physical copies of our EP that they were selling.
Okay.
And then they ran out of the stock. So rather than contacting us to re-up, they basically made these weird, like, bootleg-looking CDs and jewel cases that they send off to people, which...
Weird.
You know, it's supposed to cut costs, and they still give, you know, a percentage to the artist, but it just looks like a janky, crappy, burned CD with, like, a superimposed version of the album cover on the front of it, and it was weird.
One of those bootleg versions you'd buy like at a bodega in New York City, like in the like back area.
Yeah, pretty much. It was really weird. But so music's available everywhere. We've all been doing some streaming stuff lately too. I'm probably gonna do a few more live streams on the Aetherius Facebook as well as my own personal one. So if you're you're following me or you're friends with me, watch me play guitar poorly. I'll do that for you.
Follow along with Kyle. That's the thing that kind of got me interested in doing this video with him. I saw him busting out some riffs and I was like, dude, that's awesome. Let's get on here and talk about your band. And dude, so thank you so much for taking time. And you could get back to writing the best riff ever. And yeah, man. Actually, you know what? Are you down for this? So I'm doing this thing on Loud and Local. I'm trying to promote called Show Us Your Riffs. And right. It's just inspiring people to stay home, because that's an important thing to do to save lives is staying home and showing us your riffs. So if you don't mind, maybe you could post a riff in the Loud and Local community to get people going.
I could probably post a riff.
Nice, dude. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, show us your riffs.
Show us your riffs. I will do that.
Awesome, Kyle. Thanks so much, man, and have a good night.
Yep, no problem, Kevin. See ya.
Take it easy.
You do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.